This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 25. Love. Our reading comes from 1 John chapter 4. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him, and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. I remember when I fell in love with the woman who became my wife. We were in college. We had been getting to know each other for a while, and then we started dating. I knew I was in love when I realized I wasn't afraid to be myself in front of her anymore. I could share my deepest thoughts with her about my career, my future goals, my plans, my faith, and my family. Although sharing those things made me vulnerable, I knew that she wouldn't try to use any of that against me. I wasn't afraid that she would run away, or leave when I was sad or angry or frustrated or goofy. Being loved and being in love took away my fears. Now, if being in love with my wife made my fear go away, how much more should knowing the love of God take my fear away? God is love, says the Apostle John in our Bible reading for today, and there is no fear in love. As we grow more and more in our relationship with God, he drives out the fear in our lives. And while our fear may never go away completely until we are with God in heaven, his love can take away our fear even in the darkest valleys we might pass through. The next time you're afraid, take your fear to God. Let his love wash over you. Ask him to take your fear away and to replace it with his perfect love. Pray with me. Loving God, we experience fear in this world. Take away our fear and replace it with your perfect love, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.